Trenton, a wise Casey came running into the room huffing and puffing. It was 3:55 p.m., 5 minutes before the deadline for candidates seeking legislative seats in the June primary to file nominating petitions with the state. He said he was almost late because he got a flat tire. That is a kind of tale that seems a trifle unbelievable, but Casey swore it was true. Getting the flat repaired in time was fortuitous, because the 4 p.m. deadline is precisely that. Every year it seems there are people who miss it because of the perennial curse of New Jersey traffic. Too bad. As Donna Barber, the elections manager for the New Jersey Department of State, put it, those seeking special dispensation because of a traffic jam won't get any comfort from her. They have to talk to a judge, she said. By sheer coincidence, Casey arrived a few minutes after another 20-something looking young man, Steve Poveda, but filed to run as Democrats in the 29th District, which is centered in Newark. The incumbent assembly members are Democrats Eliana Pinder Marin and Shannick Davis Spate. Challenging incumbents is not easy. Pinder Marin, by the way, has gotten some degree of publicity of late for co-chairing the select committee looking into sexual allegations brought by Katie Brennan. Poveda said he wants to bring the party more to the left. Casey agreed. And he offered the experience of protesting in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office for stronger legislation to protect the environment. That's not all. Casey also said he disagrees with Pinder Marin's support a few years back for raising the state's gasoline tax, which impacts less affluent people. He also wants to increase taxes on millionaires and is not sure Pinder Marin agrees. The two insurgents didn't seem to know each other, but they met afterwards to talk strategy or maybe just to get acquainted. Incumbents always have the advantage, but primaries can be funny things, especially when the turnout figures to be low. To grasp that, one need only look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's rise across the Hudson. There were a steady stream of people filing petitions Monday afternoon, most of whom were beginning, hopefully, long-shot campaigns. Keep in mind that the petitions are checked to make sure they contain 100 valid signatures. That is, signatures from people who exist, who live in the district, and who are registered to vote in the relevant party. That's not always a sure thing. Incumbents and more serious challengers, those with campaign cash, generally don't wait until the final hours to file. But another one who did was Democrat Julian Jordan from the 6th District in southern New Jersey. The incumbents here are Lewis Greenwald and Patricia Lampitt. Jordan says he knows it's an uphill climb, but that competition brings out the best in people. Another late filer was Jason Huff in District 8. He was running as a Republican in a district that has seen some turmoil of late. Senator Don Adiego, who had been elected as a Republican, recently became a Democrat. After Huff finished filing his paperwork, he proclaimed it was the best April Fool's joke I ever pulled. He was kidding. Or was he?